Welcome back to Wimberley Texan Football.
Wimberley takes over at their own 34-yard line. Here's Lambert back to throw, in trouble, but is able to ground it. He got it in the general vicinity of Kelly to avoid the intentional grounding, but I can assure you he intentionally threw that ball into the turf.
Yeah, I think he got away with one on that one.
He had a gobbler hanging on him. Nobody wants a gobbler to be hanging on them. Second down, third down, and a long 10 now for Wimberley. Just underway here in the fourth quarter, 34-0 Texans over Cuero. Back to throw is Lambert. He's going long down the left sideline and incomplete. Trying to hit Blakemore over there, and it'll be fourth down now.
Yeah, Blakemore was looking back. He was wanting a little bit of interference on that.
Now the Texans will punt. So for one of the few times tonight, Cuero's defense rises up and has a pretty good series against the Texans.
They don't have the stats. Is this the first or maybe the second punt?
I think it's the second. Hunter Burchell now back to punt the football for Wimberley.
Boy, that one was almost blocked.
Yeah, it certainly was. They got a lot of pressure. It takes a Wimberley bounce at about the 40 and rolls down to the 22-yard line of Cuero. So that's where they'll get the ball, first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. That turf out there looked pretty bouncy on that one.
It did. That was a great roll.
.11:03 remaining in the game, 34-0 our score. Stick with us after the game. We'll have highlights for you, some stats, maybe some score updates. Gerald will predict next week's outcome of the Wimberley Dripping Springs game. Here's Schoenfeld, and he has nothing going on in the backfield there. He's dropped for a loss of two. I think that was a busted play of some sort. Loss of two, and all you need to do to see how difficult it's been for Cuero is look at Schoenfeld's rushing stats tonight. Unofficially, 10 carries for 25 yards. He's going to have some bumps and bruises when he gets up tomorrow, that's for certain. Second down and 11 now at his own 21-yard line. Schoenfeld turns and gives to Bustos up the middle. He gets one, maybe two. Out to the 22-yard line, and that is it. Well, they're going to mark it at the 23, so give him a 3-yard gain.
We could probably record ourselves saying a short 3-yard gain.
That's
and,
right.
And hard, tough running up the middle for Bustos.
That's right. It would be a lot easier. Third down now and 8 for Stoney Schoenfeld, the Cuero quarterback. Van Davis is in the backfield next to him. Shotgun. Rolls right. Looking. Flips it over the middle. It's caught. Caught by Bustos at the 40. Makes a move to the 45 and gets it out to the 49-yard line. So a nice pass play that time. 27 yards.
Yeah, very nice pass play. And, of course, they finally gave the quarterback enough time to find an open receiver.
Out to the 49-yard line, Cuero's own 49. It'll be first down and 10 now. 9:30 left to play in the ball game. Again, Wimberley trying to preserve a shutout here at Texan Stadium. Schoenfeld rolls left and is going to carry it himself. 50, 45, makes a move down to the 40. Still on his feet to the 37-yard line. A first down for Cuero.
Yeah, Cuero showing some life late in the game. You know, at this point, you just keep fighting and you build on it and you learn from it and get ready to come back out next week.
Well, and Schoenfeld certainly showed that heart on that play. And, again, Cuero's a good football team. This is a team that's won 38 consecutive district football games. So they are not used to getting their heads handed to them like this. Run up the middle, and it's a good one. 9 yards up the middle, the big fullback, Lane Balfans. Another first down for Cuero down to the Well, nope, they're going to say that he was down about a yard and a half from the first down, down at about the 28-yard line.
I think Wimberly's had enough of that. Looks like there was some personnel changes that just happened, including bringing Smith back in.
So second down and two for Cuero, and they haven't seen second down and two much tonight. Here's the give up the middle again. It is Belfans, I believe, up the middle, and he has the first down out to the 25-yard line. That was a gain of about four. And Cuero now, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, Gerald, but I think this is about the deepest that they've gone into Wimberly territory at the 25-yard line.
I would say you're right.
8 minutes now remaining in the ball game. Schoenfeld would love to get on the board, and he turns and gives it to Bustos. Up the middle to the 20, look out, 15, 10-yard line. Smith brings him down, but not before Bustos is able to gain about 15 yards down to the 10. Oh, they're spotting it inside the 10 to the 9-yard line.
Yeah, that was a great run. Bustos showing his burst of speed that he has. Good, tough, hard running. And now Cuero's knocking on the door.
Yeah, the Gobblers really are. This shutout is indeed in jeopardy at this point. 34-0 Wimberly. Trying to hold on to this shutout. Schoenfeld in the shotgun with 7.5 minutes. First and goal to go at the 9. The give to Bustos, trying to get outside right. He cuts it back inside and is able to slash forward to about the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal. Bustos now with around 60 yards rushing. That's pretty misleading. I think he's gotten a lot of those on two or three bursts. He hadn't really been able to find a lot of air tonight through which to run. Second down and goal. Now he's deep in the I formation. Schoenfeld will give it to his fullback. That's Belfans again. He's able to power forward to maybe the 3-yard line, and that's it. And now it's third and goal.
That was that same play we saw in the first half where they had a little confusion running into each other, and they did it again.
And at third down and goal from the 3, you figure that this is 4-down territory for the Gobblers, but who knows, they may want to avert the, if they don't make this, they may just decide to kick the field goal to get on the board. Here's Schoenfeld, turn, fake the handoff, running up the middle, no place to go. Dropped at the line of scrimmage, it'll be 4th and goal from the 3.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing there. Looks like they're going to talk about it for a second.
Yeah, they look like they're going to
call that timeout.
Call another timeout. Tune in Sunday afternoon at 2 for Folk Alleys, a program highlighting folk and Americana music from the legends to today's up-and-coming artists right here on KDRP Community Radio. And tune in to us next week. At WimberlyRadio.com, we'll bring you the Wimberly Dripping Springs football game at Dripping Springs. 34-0 is our score here, and even 6 minutes left to play in the game. Cuero facing a 4th and goal, and they've spotted that ball at the 4-yard line. I thought that Schoenfeld had gotten back to the line of scrimmage, but he actually lost a yard on that, so Cuero will have 4 yards to go if they're going to get on the board here. Again, Brady Lambert with 4 touchdown passes tonight, all in the first half. Dennis Smith with the 5th touchdown for the Texans on a 7-yard run up the middle here in the second half. And Cuero comes to the line of scrimmage. 4th down and goal. Bustos in the backfield along with Belfans. Schoenfeld's the quarterback. Turns and gives it to the running back and whistles. And I believe yet again that Cuero has jumped, Gerald. What do you think?
That's what it looked like to me. And Bustos is going to be awfully upset because he actually made it across the goal line.
That's
on
right.
That.
So back it up to the 9-yard line. Schoenfeld visibly frustrated as he goes back over to get the play from his coach. And let's see what the Gobblers do here. Fourth and goal from the Wimberley 9-yard line. And for Cuero, you couldn't have picked a worse time to jump your alignment. Here we go, fourth and goal. Schoenfeld under center. Drops to throw, looking right. Rolling, being chased and brought down at the 14-yard line. A sack by Colton Fonville. And Wimberley will take over.
Yeah, he put on the brakes to change the directions, and number 51 was right there to take care of him.
He had no idea that Fonville was chasing him down from behind, and the senior was able to smash him to the turf. 5:50 remaining now. Wimberley will take over, leading it 34-0. Lambert is back on. And it looks like Cameron Morris is making an appearance in the backfield for the Texans, along with Trinity Wilson, who remains in the game. Lambert turns. He'll give it to Morris. Right tackle to the 15 and out to the 20-yard line. Nice run by Cameron, the junior.
Yeah, very nice run. You know, when I'm sitting here looking at this Wimberley Texan team, I'm looking at a well-coached team so far, hardly any mistakes, just great blocking. Just everything all around has looked pretty fine-tuned for this early.
Yeah, there's not a lot to critique. Here's Brady Lambert now, second down and 4. He'll turn, give it to Morris again. It looks like the same play, and Cameron's able to get it out to about the 22-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 2. Yeah, I would think Weldon Nelms will like what he sees when he turns on the tape of this one, but being a football coach, he will undoubtedly also have some complaints that he will share with his football team. That's what they do, right?
That's the only way to get better.
Wimberley now comes back onto the field. Is that Reed Jones now in at quarterback? I believe it is. Yes, it is. He's going to take it and run up the middle. Flag on the play. Breaks it outside 25-30. 35-40, again, flag on the play. Reed Jones is able to take it out to the 45-yard line, but I'm not so sure this one's not going to be brought back.
Yeah, that was throwing that area of holding, and it's what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, they marched that back. We can read a couple of scores I've got here. Sam Marcus is playing Marble Falls tonight, and they are down 9-15 in the third quarter.
They're going to spot it back at the 12-yard line, Gerald. It's going to be 3rd down and forever.
But they've proven quite a few times that 3rd down and forever doesn't mean a whole lot.
That's right. Got to get it out to the 25-yard line. 3rd and 13. Yeah, they've converted a lot longer 3rd down plays here tonight. Reed Jones again in at quarterback for Lambert. His work is done. And he's going to carry it up the middle is Jones, and he's not able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. He stopped in the backfield at the 10-yard line, a loss of 2 yards.
You know, the punter needs some practice too.
That's right. That's right. He's getting ready to get some practice as it's 4th down now. And it's going to be Hunter Burchell again to punt with Darius Mathis deep. And last time, Cuero got some good rush on Burchell. So let's see if they're able to bring some pressure again this time. Under 4 minutes to play here. 34-0 Wimberley over Cuero. Snap is a good one. Burchell gets it off. Nice high punt. Taken at the 48-yard line. A move to the 45, to the 40. Look out. Breaks it inside. 35-30. 25-20. 15-10. He's going to score. 5. Touchdown. That's Darius Mathis with a 48-yard punt return, and Cuero's on the board. It's 34-6.
Hey, that was a lot of fun to watch, and glad the Cuero fans were able to have something to cheer about tonight because they're on their feet and loving that one.
You're showing such good sportsmanship, Gerald. That was outstanding, though. That was good blocking. He made the first guy miss, and after that, I'm not sure he was touched.
You know, for a 50-yard punt return like that, you're normally going to have some kind of laundry on the field with a block in the back of it. Just a really nice run back all the way around.
Here's Clint Davis now to try to tack on the extra point. for Cuero. Hold is down. The kick is blocked. It's blocked. And they picked it up at the 10-yard line, and he's tackled, and it was blocked by Tug McRoberts. Got in there and blocked it cleanly. So the extra point fails, and with 3:19 left to play, the score, Wimberley 34 and Cuero 6. And we're back with more Texan football after this brief timeout.
Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley schools and Texan football. And by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, featuring the band Strickland Tonight and the Lisa Marshall Band Saturday night at 8 p.m. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. And by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. Welcome back to Wimberley Texan football.
Brendan Blakemore and Dennis Smith deep to receive the kickoff now. Cuero's on the board. 34-6 our score. Wimberley leading Cuero. 48-yard punt return by Darius Mathis. Here's the kickoff. It's taken at about the 20-yard line. Right side to the 30 and out to the 35-yard line. That's Trinity Wilson with a return. Nice return. And again, Reed Jones is in it, quarterback for Wimberley.
Reed Jones showed some speed there that last series when he went in.
Yeah, he did. And if you're just joining us and you're a Wimberley fan, no worries. Brady Lambert is not hurt. He's simply thrown four touchdown passes, and it's time for Reed Jones to play now. 34-6 is our score.
You know, and this is a perfect opportunity for the Wimberley Texans to get those other quarterbacks in there, get some younger guys some experience.
You bet. Long, long season it could be. Cameron Morris is also in the game at running back. He's going to get the call. Off tackle right to the 40. Look out, 45, and out to the 47-yard line. It's Cameron Morris for a gain of 12.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the rest of the story, running the ball the rest of the game with 3 minutes to go up. 34-6 over the Cuero Gobblers.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gerald.
Keep it on the ground, run the clock off, and keep everybody healthy.
Stay with us after this one. We'll try to get you a score or two and also get you stats and highlights from this one as we wrap things up on this opening Friday night. Whistles now, and we'll... It looks like that Cuero has taken a timeout.
That they have.
Wake up to the Ryan Shue Show, Monday through Thursday, beginning at 7 a.m. Get your morning started with a look at your news, weather, sports, and community events, plus a great variety of music to begin your day. You have your own show yet, Gerald?
I don't.
You need to work on that, don't you? You got better hair than Ryan. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm cut out for the radio.
Geez, you've been here 2 or 3 hours. You just now come in today. You're like,
I figured that out a couple of years
you
ago.
You did? Obviously, they'll let just anybody. If they let me and you on the radio, they'll let just about anybody, won't they, Gerald?
But I'll jump at the chance to get a bird's eye view of a high school football game.
That's right. You're just here for the free sandwiches.
Hey, I haven't got one of those yet.
Here's Reed Jones now. It's first and 10. Wimberley at their own 47-yard line. Again, 34-6 our score, 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Reed takes it, runs right up the middle. 50, breaks a tackle, down to the 47-yard line. of Cuero, a pickup of 7. Nice nifty run there by Reed Jones.
Nice run and probably one broke tackle away from taking that one all the way.
Yeah, he is fast. 160-pound junior. Wimberley trying to wrap this up. The opener, they're way in front, 34-6. A couple of minutes left to play. Jones now with Morris next to him, left side. Shotgun. He'll give it to Morris. Morris looking for running room. Breaks it right. He's going to go outside. Breaks a tackle to the 40. Flag on the play down to the 36-yard line. A nice run, but we'll see if it's going to come back or not. That looked like a direction of holding deal, too. Yeah, that's what it is.
Sure was.
So they'll mark that one off, and that'll wipe out an 11-yard run by Morris. .151 left to play. Clock stops on the penalty, and now they restart it. Wimberley is back at its own 47-yard line. Reed Jones trying to take as much time off the clock as possible, and frankly, Cuero is okay with that at this point. Shotgun, Morris in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. Up the middle, he may have gained a yard, and that's about it, out to the 48-yard line. It'll be third down and 8.
Yeah, as long as that clock ticks, I think they're perfectly happy right now with letting it run out.
And speaking of perfectly happy, you got to feel like that Weldon Nelms is going to be pretty pleased by the outcome of this one.
He is. You know, there's a lot of pressure on them this season. They're with all the high expectations of this town, expecting them to go far into the playoffs.
Third down and 8 now. Wimberley just trying to run out the clock. Jones turns up the middle. He's going to carry it himself. He gains a yard out to the 49. It'll be 3rd and 7 now.
It's going to be 4th down now.
4th down now for Wimberley. Only 38 seconds left to play in the ballgame. And now I believe that was a Wimberley. Was that a Wimberley timeout or a Cuero timeout? I think it was Wimberley.
I believe so. They're talking about what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to snap the ball one more time.
And we want to give a special thanks to those individual members of KDRP Community Radio. You always hear about the business sponsors, but the unsung heroes are those folks who mail in money without any expectation of notoriety, like the Mercers, the Mitcharts, and the Culvers, and many others. A special thanks to Jennifer and Gerald Sherrill, whose financial donations enabled KDRP to buy the equipment necessary to make this broadcast a hands-free process for us and a better listening experience for you. And these headsets are so comfortable, Gerald. We appreciate that.
They do. They feel nice. I appreciate being a member of the the community where KDRP broadcasts out of. They bring all these games to us and great shows every week, and they're community-supported radio, so anything anyone can do to help them out is appreciated.
Absolutely. Hunter Burchell now is deep to punt. 38 seconds remaining. And a high punt. And it's going to take a bounce at about the 25-yard line. It's out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 24-yard line. 31 seconds left to play. This thing is all but done. Cuero will come out onto the field for the last time, and the Gobblers just didn't have much of a chance in this one, Gerald. They trailed only 6-0 after the first quarter, but a 21-point second quarter pretty much put an end to this football game.
Yeah, it absolutely did. They just lit up the skies in the second quarter.
Schoenfeld now, the quarterback, may be taking the final snap of the football game. Takes it, running right. Pitches it late. That's Bustos out there. He spins forward, still fighting for yardage, and I don't think he got to the line of scrimmage. In fact, I think he may have lost a yard. 19 seconds remaining, and Cuero does not have to snap the ball if that's what they choose to do.
Looks like they're going to try to get
a playoff. They're going to hurry up and try to get a playoff. 5 seconds, four, three. Schoenfeld takes the snap, runs it up the middle to his fullback. Wimberly may have gotten the fumble on the last play of the ball game.
Doesn't matter.
There's no time on the clock. And there's your opener. Wimberly, you got to be pretty happy about this. Texans 34, Cuero Gobblers 6. The ball game is over from Texan Stadium here in Wimberly, and we'll be back with our post-game show after this 2-minute timeout.